A flatbed Toyota truck carrying food and medicine pulls up to Sarian, an earthquake-decimated village in central Java. The supplies are for its 350 residents, but the aid is not from the Indonesian government or from an established aid group. Subarjo, a master furniture maker, bought $100 worth of noodles, water, and medicines with his own money. He spent the day driving from town to town in his truck delivering them. Subarjo says he wants to help.
But I have many family in other village. All my family other village, all is very, very bad.
Sarian resident Pomidi, a school teacher, says when the quake struck Saturday, he was hit by falling debris as he ran from his house. He wears a motorcycle helmet to cover an open head wound that has yet to be treated. He says international aid has not yet arrived, but family members from outside the area have chipped in, some from Sumatra and other places in Java. The UN's World Food Program spokesperson Barry Kame says his organization has delivered 165 metric tons of supplies to the local POSCOs, or emergency centers, but things are still disorganized.
And from there, it just sort of sits. And either people come to the POSCO and pick it up if they know that it's there, or whoever's in charge of the POSCO, and this is kind of vague because sometimes there's nobody in charge, will get it to who they think it is. So essentially the food disappears. We really don't know what happened. We can't monitor it.
Kame says these problems should be solved in the next day as the WFP introduces a supply tracking system and brings 10 portable warehouses from Aceh to store food safely. He says this is a long-term process as the WFP expects it will need to feed 100,000 people over the next 2 months. The Indonesian military is now using a half dozen helicopters to distribute aid to outlying areas. More than 20 countries have donated money, supplies, or personnel to help. The Indonesian government has declared a 3-month emergency and set aside more than $100 million for recovery here. Chad Bouchard, VOA News, Yogyakarta.